This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. How with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Welcome back to Hour 2. I wanted to tell you thank you for making us the number one radio show on Saturdays on Genesis Communication Networks over the weekend, and the number one and two show throughout the week on Genesis Communication. We also thank you for 113 affiliates. We thank you for your trust. Again, what we're doing is we're giving you facts. We're not giving you questions to speculate as to what's being told. No, folks, you need to begin to question the said representatives and authorities that have been given power and trusted power by we the people in this country. That's where things are at. Not, well, the FBI plans to target conspiracy theorists as domestic terror threats. Why would they do that, friends? Folks, they're not attacking the guilty. They're empowering the guilty, and they're attacking the innocent. And you're strengthening them against yourselves by giving over to them what they're asking. Your silence is adding strength to tyranny, is what I'm saying. It's truly that simple. I'm going to take Cody from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, how you doing? Now, we met in the Canton, Ohio conference several months ago. And
yes.
I got the Ecuadorian wife.
Okay, I got you. I know who you are.
Yeah, I came back from Toronto. No, you know, nothing illegal, not doing anything illegal in the vehicle. And they pulled me in, and they demanded all the passwords of my computers and phones and everything. And I refused to give it to them. We sat there 5 hours. They were threatening something like 10 hours. Totally abusive.
No eating.
I think the guys were FBI. They didn't introduce themselves. They were dressed different. That was kind of the insinuation from the border agents at the end when they finally gave me a little paperwork for the two phone iPhones that they seized. It's totally insane what is going on. I'm not a delinquent person, never been in any kind of illegal activities to be, other than, being a patriot and being involved in, Second Amendment and those kind of things.
That's the problem. That's the problem. I just said that right before I picked up your call. They're not attacking the guilty. They're empowering the guilty to attack the innocent. So you're telling me you got pulled over, you got harassed, they didn't tell you who they were, and they're asking you for all of this information. Does this not remind you of Coach Dave Davenmeyer? One of the biggest sweethearts known to mankind. He's a preacher from Ohio. We all know who he is. Coach Dave, that's what they call him. He was actually broadcasting on YouTube speaking out against protesting abortion, the murder of the innocent in the womb. Guess who pulls up at his door, Cody? The FBI. This is craziness. But this is what the American people are giving themselves over to little by little. When you stand up for life, when you stand up for what you believe in, when you stand up for the laws found in the Constitution of the United States of America, when you stand up for your Second Amendment rights, all of a sudden you're suspect. You may be a domestic terrorist, friends. Come on, we need to put this into perspective. And Cody, what you're telling me falls right in line perfectly as to why I'm doing the show today. We need to wake up to understand who's under threat here in this country.
Yeah. You remember when I said that the FBI called me because I wasn't at home when I said that we were going to protest? I mentioned at the Canton conference that the FBI called me when I was on a business trip because I said, hey, we all need to protest, bring our rifles to the Illinois Gun Owners Together Day or the Gun Owner Legislative Day. Didn't say violence, but, hey, carry our guns and be, so Yeah, I was alerted and all nervous about that. So they've either tagged me for that reason, or they, you know, tagged me for other Second Amendment posts or whatever. And but it's a total abuse to go through your electronics that way with no probable cause, nothing illegal in the vehicle. I don't know, man. We have got to get America's got to be. That's absolutely police state. My wife's about ready to give up her citizenship, she said, the way that sitting us there for 5 hours in a cold holding room, not a jail cell, but just the regular holding room was so cold, totally abusive.
You know, it's definitely it's an abuse of power. And, you know, maybe it'd be a good idea to ask those guys next time, who gave you the authority? Because it's my understanding that you work for me. Did I entrust this authority to you to attack and make criminals out of innocent people? Because what did I do wrong? And I'm curious, what did they say that you did wrong, Cody?
Nothing. I put them on notice that they were violating my Fourth Amendment rights. I told them all that you're put on notice multiple times. They said, oh, it's within the regulation, the law. It's probably a positive law regulation, not even a real law. What they claimed it was, well, I'll give them a copy of the law. I said, it doesn't matter. The Supreme Court has ruled that laws antithetical to the Constitution are null and void. I'm putting you guys on notice. And, you know, I did as much as I could do without being totally arrested. But, you know, I was arrested for 5 hours, basically. They can call it detained, but if you're not free to go, you're arrested.
Yeah, I'm curious. So what, you know, can you give us the rundown as to what they went through? I mean, what were the questions that they asked you? I mean, were you speeding? Was there a reason they pulled you over?
No, I'm coming back from Toronto, crossing the Ambassador's Bridge in Detroit, and it's 9 or 8:30, 9 o'clock, something like that at night. So it's not real late, and I'm driving my Cadillac Escalade. It's all cleaned up. I'm carrying some food samples, nothing important, you know, no cannabis products, nothing like that. My wife is working on a lemonade drink project, and she's, you know, a petroleum engineer by trade, actually, so she's an educated Latin lady, and, you know, never had any delinquent issues like that, and they're just picking on us. Obviously, I'm guessing that the FBI has tagged me as being a patriot, and when the FBI agent called me that time, and I've been out of the country since that FBI agent called me that time, and they didn't harass me at the airport coming back from Ecuador the last time, so I don't know what's changed in the meantime, if it's this new policy. I'll tell you, Bradley, and all the listeners out there, I really wonder if it's not a psyop to push a patriot over the edge, because
that is
unacceptable.
Yep. And by the way, that was going through me, and they have a history of doing that. So that's not out there. And I'm not going to, and of course, we're not speculating here, but I'm curious, did you flag something when you left the country? And I want to put in parallel to that, America, notice what is happening here to an American, a patriot, American patriot here. And it's interesting to note that the southern borders are wide open, and if you dare question anybody that may be coming over into our country illegally, no, they're not undocumented, they're coming in illegally. How dare you do that, say, if the CIA-controlled media? But if you're in the United States of America and you do everything you're supposed to do, all of a sudden you're flagged because you're going over to visit a foreign country and then coming back into America. Is there something wrong with that? Yes, there is. It reminds me of going into the TSA and being violated through a total transgression of your Fourth Amendment rights, friends. But don't you dare say anything to the illegals.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong." The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for the call, Cody. Totally appreciate it. Anybody else want to call in, please do weigh in on what we're talking about or bring it to the table, but let's keep it sound. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to Facebook, Bradley Dean, EE, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. And again, if you want to call in, please do. Love hearing from you. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about 33 conspiracies that turned out to be, in fact, conspiracies. Who told you there were theories? The media that was covering for the conspirators. On the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, yesterday, friends, it was reported the FBI plans to target conspiracy theorists as domestic terrorist threats. Why? Because they don't want you thinking outside of their narrative that they are giving you by force, America. That's why. That's what's happening here. Listen to this. This is Joseph Goebbels talking about Nazism. Being played out in real time. This is history, friends. The lie can be maintained only for such time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. If thus it becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its power to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. And guess what they're trying to do to you, friends? You Christians, patriots, you pro-lifers, you pro-Second Amendment individuals, guess what? They're trying to make you enemies of the state. See, and this happens because the people don't think. They take it for face value as to what they're being told. And you better not question the narrative, because if you do, we're gonna label you as a domestic terrorist. Well, here I am, friends. I'm sticking to the Word of God, and I'm sticking to the U.S. Constitution. Folks, if we were to expose what's happening in this country constitutionally, do you know how many agencies would be stripped down to nothing? Where the American people would be like, whoa, what are they doing operating here? Like that of Planned Parenthood, like that of the ACLU, like that of many cases in the FBI, and of course the CIA, who's operating domestically when, if you look at their statement online, friends, they have no business doing that. But they are. Should we play stupid with them, friends, to the demise of our own country and the future of our posterity? Absolutely not. I noticed on what I was just highlighting, one of the conspiracies, that was sold to you as a theorist, or a theory, I'm sorry. The video was pulled down for some reason on one of them. The other ones are up, but this one's pulled. YouTube censored that video. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that the big tech companies are censoring these videos? It's the same thing that happened after this school shooting that allegedly took place in Florida, friends. Why were all the eyewitness accounts of Nicholas Cruz, why were they being stricken by Facebook and YouTube questioning the narrative? Because they didn't want you to question the narrative, friends. CIA drug running in Los Angeles. Pulitzer Prize award-winning journalist Gary Webb exposed this alongside of the LAPD narcotics officer. You can watch this on video. Turned whistleblower and author Michael Rupert, CIA contract pilot Terry Reid, telling the American people what the CIA is responsible for, right? In August 1996, the San Jose Mercury News published Webb's Dark Alliance, a 20,000-word, three-part investigative series which alleged that Nicaraguan drug traffickers had sold and distributed crack cocaine in Los Angeles during the 1980s and that drug profits were used to fund the CIA-supported Nicaraguan Contras under that of George Bush Sr. Webb never asserted that the CIA directly aided drug dealers to raise money for the Contras, but he did document that the CIA was aware of the cocaine transactions and the large shipments of cocaine into the U.S. by the Contra personnel. By the way, Gary Webb, the guy that exposed the drug trafficking, he was shot twice with a shotgun to his head. If you go online right now, Wikipedia, along with the other useful idiots, are reporting that he committed suicide. See, this is one guy that wouldn't just let it go, friends. See, they demonized him. That didn't work. He kept going. So they had to kill him, and that's exactly what they did. It was sold to you as a theory, friends. Matter of fact, if you want to go online, you can watch eyewitness accounts, those that were a part of the drug trafficking, tell you who is responsible for the operation. They'll tell you. As a matter of fact, they had to kill off Barry Seal because Barry Seal was going to come forward along with the DEA, and expose all the players in this CIA drug smuggling operation. Of course, he was killed before he could do that. Are we just going to roll over America? Oh, okay, that must be true what they're telling us then. They would never be guilty of that. No, it seems like those that advocate the most for something often are guilty of the very crimes. In contrast, Mitch McConnell, he's the Mr. Anti-Drug. He sells himself as Mr. Anti-Drug. Did you know that the Ping Mei, his wife's father-in-law's ship, was busted with 90 pounds of cocaine, transporting it into the United States of America to show you how the operation works through the CIA? And I'm talking about the useful idiots, and useful idiots they are, that have sold their souls for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22, verse 48, just like that of Judas, selling you down the river, friends. You didn't hear a peep about it through the mainstream media. Why? Because they didn't want you to know about it. When are you gonna wake up, America? Oh, Bradley, that is just so far out there, I can't even believe it. That's just crazy. Bradley, you're just a conspiracy theorist, man. I can't hear this. It's too much truth for me. And by the way, Bradley, if it was true, which I know it's not because the media told me otherwise, then I would actually have to stand up and do something about it. There it is. There it is right there. People don't want to stand up and do anything about it. They want someone else to sacrifice for their freedoms. Remember Watergate? Republican officials spied on the Democratic national headquarters as if to suggest there's a two-party system in America, as they continuously set this narrative of political language which runs counter to the U.S. Constitution. Remember the Republican officials spied on the Democratic national headquarters from the Watergate Hotel in 1972? You know, it's interesting. It was sold to you as a theory by the media that was giving cover to what? Pedophiles. That's what it was about. It wasn't until 1974 that the White House tape recordings linked President Nixon to the break-in and forced him to resign. But, of course, they didn't divulge all that information to you as to what it was really about. Just like that of Billy Bob Clinton. Remember it was sold to you back in the 90s, the impeachment process of this criminal? Do you remember it was sold to the American people that the impeachment process was going forward because of his infidelity? Remember when Billy Bob Clinton told you that he never had sexual relationships or relations with Monica Lewinsky? Oh, folks, she was one of hundreds. Right? It had nothing to do with his infidelity, friends, concerning what he was doing with other women. In being unfaithful to his wife. See, friends, if he can't be faithful to God, how's he going to be faithful to his wife? And I got a question, America. How is he going to be faithful to his country? Did you know what the impeachment process was really about? Well, here I'm here to tell you what it was about. It was about Billy Bob Clinton selling American military secrets to the Chinese. That's called treason, Article 3, Section 3. Oh, but that's just a theory. No, it's not. No, it's not. Watergate wasn't a theory neither. They tried to get you to think it was a theory, but what they were doing is they were diverting you from what it was really about. In the 1960s, American military leaders drafted plans to create public support for a war against Cuba to oust Fidel Castro from power. You know what it was called? Operation Northwoods. The plans included committing acts of terrorism in the United States cities. Why? To incite the people to war against Fidel Castro. Nothing new under the sun. That's how you create wars. That's how you create wars. Why is that so far out there, friends? I'm just curious. You know, I always say that if you want to end wars, then just stick to politicians in the airplanes and send them off to battle, the battles that they create. No, they're working for the bankers, as you well know, and the military-industrial complex, as you well know. If it's a righteous war, then let's look to our forefathers, because there's the Lord's wars and there's man's wars. If you look to our forefathers, if they thought a war was righteous, they were the first ones to go, and people followed. Now they send your sons and your daughters. You want to end war? Send them. I'm going to come back to Operation Northwoods, and I want you to compare this to September 11th, friends. And I'm going to come back with a quote from Hermann Göring, because so many people are talking about Nazism today. What's an operation? Well, it just may be that.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The ATF Border Patrol and Texas Department of Public Safety are involved in the investigation of a shooting at an El Paso, Texas Walmart near Interstate 10. Texas Lieutenant Governor Republican Dan Patrick tells Fox News,
"We do have the shooter in custody. It's a 21-year-old male, and we have between 15 and 20 casualties. We don't know the number of fatalities."
And this eyewitness says,
"Pretty sad to know that there's certain people that aren't going to go home."
El Paso ex-congressman and current Democratic presidential candidate Robert O'Rourke is calling the shooting truly heartbreaking and also tweeted that everyone should follow the direction of emergency personnel. O'Rourke is campaigning in Las Vegas, Nevada. Police did not release any possible motives, and the White House, including President Trump, are keeping an eye on the situation and have been briefed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Welcome back. 1-866-582-9933. Love hearing from you, friends. Talking about conspiracy theories that were sold to the American people as theories by the CIA-controlled media, when in fact they're working for, to cover, in fact, conspirators. 33 conspiracies that were sold to you as theories that turned out to be conspiracies in fact. Now the FBI, according to Susan Hammer, which was just published yesterday on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, claims that the FBI plans to target conspiracy theorists as domestic terrorist threats. Now, by the way, not everybody in the CIA is bad. Not everybody in the FBI is bad, friends. I've got friends in both of those agencies, former FBI, former CIA. You need to understand these organizations are set up in tiers, friends. One group of FBI agents don't know what, in many cases, another FBI agents, a group of FBI agents is doing. Same thing with the CIA. Now, I believe the higher-ups. Now, listen, just to show you, what starts at the top goes to the bottom. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, as we say here. Look at James Comey. Do you know how many people were let down by his corruption in the FBI? Okay, so not everybody just went along with it. But look who is at the top of the FBI. That's how corrupt they are. And also keep in mind, James Comey's brother did the taxes for the Clintons for those that didn't know. There's always some sort of hidden connection. If you just peel it off like an onion, a layer of the onion, you'll find out soon enough exactly what's going on. You'll find the corruption. It's there. And that's why corruption continuously does what it does, because they're not going to turn themselves in. So, America, you must. You must deal with them. I was talking about war during the last segment, and I want you to listen to this. This is Hermann Göring. This is him at the Nuremberg trials with a smile on his face. Okay? And it would have been better that there were no Nuremberg trials. Prevention would have been better than cure. And if the Protestants of the day, I just watched Bonhoeffer the other day, the movie documentary, it's interesting that the church was the one that gave aid to Adolf Hitler to make Germany great again. They are, as a matter of fact, Martin Niemöller came out and said, the church is responsible for the Holocaust. They were aiding Adolf Hitler. What do you think's happening in America today? You get the false prophets. What are they saying? Oh, man, get behind this new administration. Make America great again. As what is he doing? He's working against the system of American government by handing us over to the UN. That is, in fact, what is happening today. Hermann Göring said concerning war, naturally the common people don't want war, but after all, it's the leaders. We don't have leaders. We have representatives that work for we the people. Our leader is Jesus Christ, period. But after all, it's the leaders of a country who determine the policy. We are ruled by law, not by policy. We are ruled by as a constitutional republic, as law, not by party affiliation. And it's always a simple matter to drag people along, whether it's a democracy, a fascist dictatorship, or a parliament, or a communist dictatorship. This is what Hermann Göring said. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the biddings of the leaders. This is easy, said this war criminal. All you have to do is tell them that they are being attacked and denounce the pacifists for their lack of patriotism and for exposing the country to danger. It works the same in every country. Isn't that crazy? Whoa, that's crazy. Okay, let's listen to what he just said. Keep in mind, Adolf Hitler was responsible for, history teaches us, attacking his own Reichstag and then getting the Germans enraged to go snuff out Adolf Hitler's political opposition, namely the Poles. Okay? Let's listen to what he just said, Hermann Göring. I just stated what he said. This is his quote. And then let's go to Operation Northwoods. This was sold to the American people as a conspiracy theory. In the early 1960s, American military leaders drafted plans to create public support for a war against Cuba to again oust Fidel Castro from power. The plans, listen carefully, included committing acts of terror in the U.S. in the United States cities, killing innocent people, enraging others, and U.S. soldiers blowing up a U.S. ship. Oh, you mean like that of, boy, maybe we should hit that next. Are we talking about the Gulf of Tonkin? That never happened? Why, yes, wasn't that the excuse to enrage the American people and starting the war in Vietnam? Why, yes, Bradley, it was. How few knew. Who told us the truth? In his confusion, he blurted it out. Mr. Robert McNamara. Yes, he told us that. We'll get to that in just a moment. But the plans of Operation Northwoods included committing acts of terrorism in the United States cities, killing innocent people and U.S. soldiers, blowing up a U.S. ship, assassinating Cuban, sinking boats of Cuban refugees, and hijacking planes. The plans were approved by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, but were reportedly rejected by the civilian leadership, then kept secret for 40 years. Wow! It's also my understanding that JFK would not go along with this. It's called Operation Northwoods. You can go online right now and watch the whole, it's a 2 minute and 58 second piece. And it's absolutely amazing, friends, the specificity as to what happened on September 11th. No wonder why they're reopening the investigation. Isn't that crazy? Wow. Who profited from 9/11 more than the military-industrial complex, more than Mr. Cheney and the Bushes? And the military-industrial complex, and to strengthen tyranny against the American people. Nobody did. This is a fact. Folks, it's no longer a theory. Go online. You can find out for yourself. Let's go to Gulf of Tonkin. This is important. The Gulf of Tonkin incident is the name given to two separate incidents involving the Democratic Republic of Vietnam and the United States in the waters of the Gulf of Tonkin. On August 2nd, 1964, two American destroyers engaged three North Vietnamese torpedo boats, resulting in the sinking of one of the torpedo boats. This was also the single most important reason for the escalation of the Vietnam War. There you have it. After Kennedy was assassinated, by the way, Johnson and his attorney, I'll tell you about his attorney in a moment, Johnson reversed the orders on Vietnam the day after Kennedy was assassinated. Also, keep in mind, there's books out there by Lady Bird Johnson and Johnson's mistress who had actually told them of how Kennedy is no longer going to embarrass me. He said that that SOB will never embarrass me again. He didn't go into details, but a couple days later, he was assassinated. Okay. We also know by Lyndon Johnson's attorney today, friends, before he died, he came out and told the American people the truth, and he laid all the responsibility of the assassination at the feet of Mr. Johnson. Of course. And the CIA. I want you to look this up. Look up the name James Files when you get a moment. James Files. Look it up, James Files on the JFK assassination. Okay. This will help bring about resolve to many of the questions that the American people have. James Files, check it out. Okay, going back to the Gulf of Tonkin and how it never happened, this was what escalated the War of Vietnam. Okay, after Kennedy was assassinated, the Gulf of Tonkin gave the country the sweeping support for aggressive military action against the North Vietnamese. The outcome of the incident was the passage by Congress of the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution, which granted President Lyndon B. Johnson the authority to assist any Southeast Asian country whose government was considered to be jeopardized by the communist aggression. Who provoked the war? In 2005, an internal National Security Agency historical study was declassified. It concluded that the USS Maddox had engaged the North Vietnamese on August 2nd, but that there may not have been any North Vietnamese vessels even present during the engagement on August 4th. The report stated it is not simply that there is a different story as to what happened. It is that no attack even happened that night. Quote, unquote. In 1995, retired Vietnamese Defense Minister Vo Nguyen Giap, meeting with former Secretary of Defense McNamara, categorically denied the Vietnamese gunboats had attacked American destroyers on August 4th, while admitted to the attack on August 2nd. In the fall of 1999, retired senior CIA engineering executive S. Eugene Poteet wrote that he was asked in early August 1964 to determine if the radar operators reportedly showed a real torpedo boat attack or an imagined one. Robert J. Hancock, a historian from the U.S. National Security Agency, had concluded that the NSA deliberately, on purpose, lied and distorted the intelligence reports that it had passed on to policymakers regarding the August 4th, 1964 incident. He concluded that the motive was not political, but was probably to cover up honest intelligence errors. Yeah, of course. Wow, isn't that amazing how that works? But you were sold that, friends, it was just a theory. And if you dare question their conspiracies, well, they're going to call you a domestic terrorist. Well, here I am. Question everything, you're told, friends. That's where we're at today in this country. The New World Order for years, friends, was shot down by the CIA-controlled media as theory. Even when George Bush Sr. was calling for a New World Order over 212 times, they were still trying to get you to say it was just a theory. I mean, this is insanity, friends. What do we need here? Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. One more segment. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're talking about 33 conspiracies that turned out to be, in fact, conspiracies, not theories, but conspiracies. It was reported on sonsoflibertymedia.com just yesterday. Susan Hammer, FBI plans to target conspiracy theorists as domestic terrorist threats. Why? Because they are in danger of being exposed for covering for the crimes of conspirators, in fact. Jeremiah 11:9 says, "And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem." And why is there conspiracies, friends? Because people fail to deal with corruption. That's why. And they are going to continuously multiply. And they are going to grow. Because this is what happens when people are silent. They give consent to conspirators. This is a fact. Okay? Folks, there's MK Ultra, which is now found out to be true. Manhattan Project, which is now found out to be true. Asbestos, now found out to be true, but it was just a theory if you dare question their narrative. Watergate was a theory. The Tuskegee syphilis study was just a theory, said the media. Operation Northwoods, it was just a theory, friends. Counterintelligence programs against activities in the 60s. Folks, I sat with Andrew Young, Martin Luther King Jr.'s right-hand man. I sat with the DOJ, Roger Wilkins. I sat with Billy Sam Kyle, who was right next to MLK, when he was shot on the balcony at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee. I talked to all three of them for hours. Because I wanted to know for myself what happened there. And they all told me the FBI and J. Edgar Hoover's diabolical hatred for MLK Jr., he was set on getting MLK out of the picture. All right? For those that didn't know, did you know that Andrew Young told me that we know, and so did Roger Wilkins, and by the way, so did Sam Kyle, they all told me that they knew that the FBI was responsible for sending in provocateurs to disrupt these civil rights marches. Yeah, we knew this. This happened in Missouri, friends. If you pay attention to all this turmoil that's created by the media and this warfare that's created by the media, you're going to find out, friends, just like that of William Randolph Hearst when he said, here, just take a picture. I'll create the war. Remember what Bush said? We want a new world order. Out of chaos, we can create a new world order. Who's creating the chaos more than corrupt politicians and the media? Nobody. Nobody. They're like a bunch of grown-ups that never grew up, and the American people are entertained as their country's being destroyed because they've left off their God. Period. What about the Iran-Contra? That was sold to you as a theory. The BCCI scandal, that was sold to you as a theory. The BBC, too, by the way, if you remember September 11th, they were reporting on buildings falling before they actually fell. Did you not see this video clip, Prince? Pretty crazy. Very telling. CIA drug running in Los Angeles. I was just watching another video of Barry Seal. Folks, he was the man that was going to blow the whole thing. He was going to blow the lid, the cover off of what was going on here. They couldn't have that. So they had to get rid of him. The business plot was sold to you as a theory, friends. It was not a theory. Operation Snow White, a theory. Operation Gladio, a theory. The CIA assassinates a lot of people. The church committee, a theory. It's a fact. The New World Order, it used to be a theory. Now everybody knows it's true. 1919, World Series conspiracy, turned out to be true. They told you it was a conspiracy theory. Karen Silkwood, that was a theory. Drug smuggling in Arkansas, it was sold to you as a theory. Bohemian Grove was a theory, friends. Operation Paperclip, that was a theory where they took war criminals from Nazi Germany. And they brought him over into America. Guess who helped him do that? Here comes that guy, George H. Bush, right there again. Boy, I wonder how it's working out for evil Poppy today. The Illuminati, that's just a theory. The Round Table, that's just a theory. No, it's not. The Trilateral Commission, that was just a conspiracy theory the media told you. A big brother of the shadow government, that's a theory. Hey, folks, shadow government cannot do what it does without the help of corrupt politicians. Just ask Donald Trump's administration. Because Donald Trump is the one trying to disarm the American people 55 times. Donald Trump is the one that just gave public schools over to the United Nations. Okay, that's the shadow government that the conservatives want to blame. Really? Wow. That's crazy. They can't do what they do without corrupt politicians doing it for them. Who funded Planned Parenthood? Well, Donald Trump did, but he's the pro-lifer. I know what he says, but that's not what he does. The Federal Reserve Bank, that was sold to you as a theory. The secret team, CIA control, just a theory. No, it's not. Hey, furthermore, friends, I want to say this. My webpage, you want to talk about suppression and censorship of my page and my articles? If what I was telling you was not true, I got a question for you. Why are big tech companies... Why are they suppressing my information? Why are big tech companies allowed to censor the American people? Why is it that the representatives are not enforcing the laws against those that are illegally censoring we the people? It's a question that you're going to have to answer because the writing is on the wall, period.
Well, for those of you who are newer listeners, maybe you have just recently tuned into the Sons of Liberty and you're finding more about our organization and what we do. Let me just tell you, this year has been one of the busiest years that we have ever had in ministry. Quite frankly, we've been to Florida three different times. We did Dr. D. James Kennedy's a school that he actually started for his daughter. We did the middle school, the high school students. We did a homeschool co-op.
Hollywood, Florida.
That's right. We also did a homeschool convention as well down there in Florida. We've also been to Michigan this year. Wisconsin. We've been to Ohio twice. We've been as far as the East Coast as Cape Cod is, and as far as the West Coast as you can get, going to Topanga and Los Angeles and San Diego and all these different places, spreading the gospel with one heart in mind, and that's to give forth the truth and to spread the gospel across America. And for those of you who are listening and you say, listen, I love this radio program. I want to know how I can support and be a part of helping you reach out to many more Americans so they can hear the truth, I encourage you to go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you're going to hit on a landing page, and you're going to click on the little button that says spread the word. We have what's called the Sons and Daughters of Liberty program, where people who want to support our ministry can literally go online and say, you know what, I want to do this. What do I do? We make it fast, we make it simple, and we make it easy, because that's how we want it to be for ourselves. So you can go online. There's different levels of membership to choose from, all the way from, you know, $30 a month, $50, $100, $250, $500, whatever. Or you can click in whatever you'd like to do on your own, and that makes you a part of helping people. Now, I was just speaking with a lady here this week, and she had heard Bradley speak at the last conference we were at, and she said it was just so inspirational. And I explained to her what we do and how we reach out, especially to young people. She goes, well, can I give right now? And she wanted to give right now, and then she also wanted to give on a monthly basis because she saw the need to reach out to people across America. So we go to the old people. We go to the young people. And for those of you who are in Minnesota, we're going to be at the Minnesota State Fair coming up here at the end of August. That is 12 days straight, 9 in the morning till 9 at night, 144 hours of bringing the gospel to anyone and everyone. Now, if you've ever been to a fair a day in your life, you're going to know that not everybody that steps foot inside of a fair would be the kind of person that would go to a church or a conservative meeting or this, that, or the other, but they will come to the fair. So we get the gamut. We get Muslims, we get Buddhists, we get Hindus, we get atheists, we get homosexuals, we get fellow believers, we get God haters. We get the whole gamut and spectrum of people that Christ died for to give this message to. And I guarantee you're not going to find another booth like us there that's really bringing forth the gospel message. So I encourage you, if you're in Minnesota and you'd like a volunteer opportunity that's going to change your life, call us at 1-866-233-0745. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. But we encourage you to please support this work, because we cannot do it apart from faithful people like you who are saying, listen, I wish my pastor preached this way on Sunday morning. I was talking to another gentleman. He said,
I'm not,
you know,
a pastor, though.
You're not a pastor, but he said he wished the message was the same.
Yeah.
Because people are tired of hearing, you know, the same old. People talk a lot of times in churches of things, you know, kindness and this and that. And that's all good and that's all fine. But we have real issues going on in our country today that need to be addressed. We've got hurting, lost, and dying people who need the truth that will set men free. And he was wishing that he would heard this from his pulpit. So he's like, I'm going to support you guys because I want to sow seed into this ministry. So for those of you who maybe this is your first time listening to the Sons of Liberty on the radio show here, or maybe you've listened for some time now and you just have not done anything, you say, I'm so appreciative, but you know, you thought, I have not yet chosen to give, please do so. Again, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and you can click on the spread the word button to get this word out there to more people.
Totally appreciate it. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, just to show you how the Lord is in operation, this was just literally posted by one of the top constitutional attorneys in America named John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute. The rise of the American Gestapo has it already happened here. Quote, Adolf Hitler is alive and well in the United States, and he is fast rising to power. Who said that? Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, on the dangers poised by the FBI to our civil liberties. America, wake up.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.